Good evening, Dinesh. How are you?
Just a moment, just a moment. Yes, start, please.
Good evening, Dinesh. How
Hi,
are
good
you?
evening, Vikram.
So, thank you for giving me this opportunity to have a coaching conversation with you today. Do I have your permission to record today's session for academic purposes?
Yeah, certainly.
Thank you. Before we commence our conversation, I would request you to compose yourself and calm your thoughts and maybe take a couple of deep breaths if you wish to, and let me know once you are ready.
Sure. Good to go.
Okay, Dinesh. So, what would you like to discuss today?
So, Vikram, I would discuss with you my little professional journey. I started my career into sales and then slowly and gradually got into the leadership role. And then eventually, the last 15 years of my career, I was into the L&D, right? All through this 33 years of my corporate exposure, I have worked with best of the companies, the multinationals in pharmaceutical, where we had always focused on processes, where we had always focused on having best of the people and best of the systems and support. Now, the last 4 years of my career, I was posted out of Mumbai. I was in the head office, staying alone. And my family was in Delhi. There were certain reasons why I couldn't move my family along with me. So it was about 4 years still left for me to go for my completion of my. When we had an option of VRS, which came in our organization. And let me clarify, my boss never wanted me to take that. He said, please continue. But I was very double-minded because, thought it was an opportunity for me that I'm getting a good amount of money and also an opportunity to go back to Delhi and start my own consultancy work. Because I told you it was about 15 years I was in L&D. So I thought I'll go back, I'll get good money also. And plus an opportunity to go back and start my something on. Now it's been almost 2 years. I am into now a freelancer role, which I am doing. And honestly speaking, every morning when I get up or when I am thinking before sleeping, there is a thought always going that did I took the right decision or not? So that's the dilemma I wanted to discuss today, that this is continuously challenging me that would it not be good? I would have continued for 4 more years in a very good corporate setup, in a good position with everything, or did I took a little hasty decision to come down to Delhi just for some convenience?
Okay, Dinesh, firstly, thank you for sharing your professional journey with me. It's great to hear that throughout your 33 years of your work experience, you have risen through multiple roles in various companies and worked with best people, best system, and best support systems across the industry. And I hear a few things. I hear that you took a decision to take VRS and in during the last 4 years of your career. I hear that you have started your own consultancy where in Delhi, and I hear that you are doing freelancing as of now. I also hear that you are, or it's rather, it seems to me like you are reflecting on your decision of taking this VRS and doing freelancing currently. Okay. So Dinesh, when you say that you are reflecting this decision of yours, on this decision of yours from moving from a well-set corporate life to freelancing, can you tell me more about what are you reflecting about?
So Vikram, when you are in an organization and especially in an evolved organization, there are a lot of support systems around you, set systems. You are in a regular job, you have a power, you can drive a lot of things around you. And also in terms of the feel and reach of it. The moment you are in freelance, and I must say that I am still lucky that I have three, four projects I am working on. So it's not the financial part, so let me be very clear. Finance is not the discussion point. It was good there. It is okay, pretty now. The only thing is now that as a freelancer, when I approach my clients, they expect me, in a very without any support, without any insight into the organization. I am not a part of their organization, but the expectations are double the high. They expect that somebody would come in and pitch in and start giving results, which becomes very difficult now, which is I am realizing that you have a very limited things you can really do into an organization, whereas the expectations are high. So this is something which troubles a lot of times, which makes me very uncomfortable many times. And also it makes me reflect into that, was it too early? Was it a hasty decision to jump into it?
Okay, Dinesh. So I hear a few things. Firstly, I hear that you used to enjoy the power and feel of your corporate position, which you left. I hear that in your current role, finance is not that big an issue.
Yes.
I also hear that you are facing challenges in handling expectations from your client in your
Right.
current role. Okay. Dinesh, it seems to me that you are you are on a dilemma regarding the timing of your decision.
Yes.
Okay. So when you say when you say that, so what exactly would you like to discuss today?
So Vikram, that's precise, since I it was an opportunity, that's precisely I have pluses and minuses both sides, right? The pluses is I am back with my family. I am much more comfortable. I have much more time for myself. I have freedom to do different things, experiment different things. Like I am working with educational institutions also, where I go and I am interacting with the final year students about how to step into corporate world. Whereas I am working with hospitals also, where I am talking to their counselors, how to tackle patients. So it's a very interesting work, very variety of work. And it plus the pressure of 9 to 5 is not there. But in the same way, as I said, that somewhere when I see my friends, I see my old colleagues from the same company, when so sometimes you feel it's your own struggle. So the dilemma what I wanted to discuss was that I really am not very sure what should I look at. Should I look at only the positives and forget about the thoughts which are coming to me about why I left? Or because this continuous playing on the both sides is actually it makes me very uncomfortable many times. That I really don't know what should I expect from my life. Should I be happy in what I have, or should I keep on regretting what I possibly decided to leave behind?
Okay, interesting thoughts, Dinesh. I again hear a few things that you are getting time to yourself. I also hear that you are having freedom to experiment and explore new things. But it seems to me that you are navigating between thoughts on enjoying the present or forgetting about your past.
Yeah, it's almost, you almost said it right.
Okay. So, Dinesh, when you say that you are navigating your thoughts between enjoying the present and forgetting about the past, what does navigating mean to you?
So Vikram, for me, the navigation is like traveling on a road, right? And not looking into the rear mirror, rather focusing on what's coming up on the screen. So let me look at the positives. So for me, the navigation is that okay, that life has changed. Possibly, if I would have continued for 4 more years, ultimately, eventually at 60, I would have retired anyhow, right? Today I have an opportunity that I got that money, probably most of it, and still I had these 4 years to settle into a freelance role, which possibly is a gifted opportunity, right? That rather than starting something at 60, I was able to start that at 56. But again, it's a very isolated role where you are alone. So as I was talking to you about the clients, many times makes very very sarcastic comments in terms of, sir, the session was good, the things are happening, but we are not seeing any impact on the business or anything. So I want to tell them that you need to understand that I am just an outside support. I am a consultant. I am not there in the system. So these frustrations, these comments sometimes makes me feel that why the hell did I get into all this? It was good that everything was nice, going fine. I could have continued for 4 years and then took. So when I'm saying navigation is, I want to look forward. I want to focus on what without regretting or without even looking back.
Great thoughts, Dinesh. Thanks for sharing all those things. You used quite powerful words here. Firstly, I heard that you want to look at the positive and not look at the rear view mirror. Nice to hear that. And you also said that you want to look forward, right, without regretting your past. So when you say that you want to look forward, what makes looking forward important now?
The most important is that I have no choice. First, that's a cruel reality. That even regret is not going to take me back. I think the forward looking is the only opportunity today that will help me be happy. It will help me to be contented with even whatever I have, and also possibly keep on learning new things as the exposure is more now, as the exposure is more diverse now. So maybe you never know, you may stuck a gold mine. And when I'm saying again, I'm not talking financial gold mine in terms of clicking something which is really, gives you a great way forward. So that's the biggest hope of staying focused and looking forward. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So, if I may ask, what would, again, looking forward and staying focused, what would be the future impact of this, of staying focused and looking forward to you?
I think I just said that the future impact is that there is no future for looking back, because those opportunities, even if I regret, I can't go back to the same company. That is gone. That chapter is closed now. And at this age, I cannot go into a corporate full-time job also. That's also a reality, right? At 58. So the only thing is looking forward is that whatever I am doing now, how do I try to make it more enjoyable? How do I make it more satisfying? And also, how do I make it more meaningful for me?
Yeah, good. So, Dinesh, again, great, great thoughts. So, what is the purposefulness of looking forward and staying focused in your life?
Difficult question to answer, honestly, Vikram. Purposefulness, I believe it's the same what I just said few minutes back, that purposefulness is that the future is only what I have. The opportunities lies only in the future. They don't lie in the past. So rather than wasting energy, wasting time on looking back, the purposefulness, what I understand or I interpret out here, is that let me focus my energy in future. Maybe that will help me settle better and feel good.
Okay, great, Dinesh. So with this, what is becoming clearer now to you?
Well, I think I must acknowledge that one thing which is becoming clearer in last 15-20 minutes to while discussing with you, because is that it's a wastage of time looking back. Yeah, even if so, it's a wrong decision, it has been done. So possibly stop looking there, stop regretting, because the regrets will not help. So what is becoming clearer to me is to focus on way forward, to focus on the big future opportunity, and maybe one day I'll realize 5 year down the line that it was the best decision of my life. Maybe right now it's a dilemma, maybe right now it's the confusion. Who knows, at another 2 to 3 years, or when I turn 60, 2 years down the line, when possibly I would have retired in the old organization, I may be having the best of the work on my plate, and I may be enjoying. So this is what I am discovering right now.
Yeah, let's hope that happens Dinesh. So, what needs to shift in your perspective
You have 10 more minutes.
to focus on your way forward and future opportunities?
Shift. I think what we discussed in the last question you asked, the shift is focus on future rather than looking back. That's the shift I have to bring whenever my mind takes me back, whenever my mind starts to talk about the whether I did wrong decisions. So I need to tell my mind, stop, nothing can be done. So let's not waste time there. I think that's a shift. Because if you keep on evaluating that, oh, I could have done this, this is something, I would have, I may have got two more promotions in next 4 years, I may have retired as X and V. It doesn't, I think it doesn't matter to anyone now. So that chapter is already, so that's a shift I believe needs to happen.
Okay, and what will enable you to get to focus on getting to this mindset?
That's a difficult one because I believe the problem lies inside my brain, and there is hardly anything somebody external. I'll just want to share something. When I was taking this decision whether to take VRS or not, my wife was always against this idea. You may be surprised because she was staying alone in Delhi. Any normal wife would have said, oh, very how come? She told me, you will regret, Dinesh, don't take this decision. I know you are that. I said, no, for me family is first, coming back. She said, we will manage, it's another 4 years, we will manage, you focus on your career. So sometimes when I that's the reason I can't even discuss these feelings with her, because the moment I say, she said, I warned you, I told you, I know you very well, that you will do it and then you will regret. So for enablers, I think you said enablers, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so for enablers, I have to discover few. Honestly speaking, I don't have any visibility because I can't talk to anyone on that. It's something I have to figure out what can help me stay focused on future.
Okay, great to hear that you have always prioritized your family first, Dinesh. So what are you learning or what are you discovering now with this shift?
So well, so one thing very thing which is I'm discovering is maybe the decision may open more opportunities. Maybe not now, 2 years down the line, I'm pretty sure I will say that, oh wow, it was good I took that decision. Maybe right now it's just 2 years, so that dilemma or that confusion is happening. But so that's what I'm discovering, that I think I'm very blessed because I see a lot of my people around, those who are doing freelance work, they struggle for work, honestly. And for me, I have got two projects on an yearly retainership basis. So I am busy, I have got some things on plate. So possibly the God has been very kind that the work has been coming. And so for me, the discovering is that let me be thankful to God. Let me thank my luck. Let me thank my stars that at this stage of career, things are good. So the future is bound to be better.
Great, Dinesh. Great to know that you are discovering so much of gratitude and thankfulness towards God. So, if I may ask, what new actions would now be useful for you to take?
I think one thing which I have discovered in this session, and thanks to you for that, that I need to keep on rather be happy with what I have in my hand. I need to be, trying to find out new options because that will keep my interest level high. That will keep, reduce my anxiety because maybe the current project, the company with I am dealing with, there and my expectations are not matching, but maybe if I keep on looking for different work or fresh, I may strike gold that I come across a client, who would start value it much more. As I said, it's an opportunity that I may come across, so that may help suddenly things to go north.
Great, Dinesh. And what resources do you need to take these actions?
So one resource which is this certification, which I recently I signed up for ICF. I said, let me, when I tell my people around me, many of them are very skeptical. What is the need to for you? I said, no. It's not that. This may help me. You never know such additional, skills or additional learning should continue. It keeps you motivated, and also it may help you open new doors or new avenues in the future. So this is something I'm
Great,
doing now.
great, great. So, in this journey of yours, who do you feel can help you out, and how can I also help you out in this?
So one thing I'm very certain, Vikram, that nobody can help me right now. As I said, you could be one. Yes, when I'm saying nobody and you means there is nobody in my circle with whom I can discuss. I can't go to my old colleagues. I can't go to my wife and discuss this. But yes, you have been a big help today, and I think certainly, if need be, I will come back to you, to get more insights. So while discussing, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Dinesh. One last question before we wind up today's session. You listed out a few action items for yourself during the course of this conversation. So, how will you be accountable to these actions?
So accountability, I believe I have to ensure in myself. I have to do that. One would be completing this the course before which I have signed up for this ICF certification is something I do it in a not just as a tick mark, but learn. And similarly, keep on looking for newer opportunities, keep on looking for newer places, newer clients, newer industries, rather than being satisfied with whatever small. Because I see some people around me, they say that, "Arey, abhi theek hai, abhi to retired life aage karne wali hai." But for me, God give me energy, and I would like to work till the last day, till the day I am alive. That's what I wish, and that is something, an action that let me not give up, let me continue to do it.
Great, great, great thoughts, Dinesh. Great to hear that. Anything else you'd like to discuss?
No, thank you so much, Vikram. You have been a big help, and I think the session has helped me clarify a lot of things in my mind. And also, I'm sure this session has been very helpful for me to clear a lot of fog, which was, happening in my day-to-day, so I can focus on future now.
Yeah. Thanks, Dinesh. Great to hear that I could be of some help to you. So if there is nothing else to discuss, are you okay to close this session for today?
Certainly.
Okay. Thanks, Dinesh. It was a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you so
Thank you.
much, Vikram. Same here. Thank
Thank
you.
you.